Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Hungary would be in the same situation as Greece if the government didn't reach a two-third parliamentary majority in 2010, said the Prime Minister on Kossuth Radio. Viktor Orbán emphasized, it's the result of unparalleled partnership and collaboration that our nation not only didn't end up in the same position as Greece, but our budget plan has reached an exceptional standard. Only two or three countries are capable of the same thing in Europe, he said.
Back in 2010, Hungary shared a place with Greece in the headlines. Hungary, the next Greece. Hungary to go down the same road as Greece. Hungary is in competition for the last place with Greece. Were just few titles where similarities were made apparent. Greece received a huge sum, 240 billion euros of bailout from the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the IMF. In exchange, they were obligated to introduce austerity measures. They pushed out the retirement age, wages were reduced by 20-30% and the healthcare budget was cut. By now, unemployment rate in Greece is at 26% and their economy has shrunk by a fourth. Hungary, however, chose a different path. It didn't request another loan, it didn't introduce austerity measures, but instead brought in additional sectoral taxes, for which the European Union criticized Hungary several times. In the meantime, the country started repaying the IMF loan taken out back in 2008, during the Gyurcsány administration, which Hungary was able to fully pay back 3 years after the second Orbán administration started its work, in 2013, before the deadline. 5 years ago, Hungary managed economic problems well, and by today, even analysts recognize that, economist Imre Boros told
M1.
If we didn't have a strong government and they hadn't made a few decisions that half of the world didn't agree with, today we would be in exactly the same situation as Greece, said the former minister. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán announced on Kossuth Radio that Hungary didn't only avoid the fate of Greece, but the accountability of the national budget is also unprecedented. Next year's budget plan was accepted by the parliament already in July, 6 months before it enters into effect. Viktor Orbán said that only two or three countries are currently able to do this in Europe. My dream is, and possibly the whole nation's dream, to live in a country where everyone can make a living from his job. A condition for that, first of all, that everybody should have a job, then to make an acceptable wage from that job, he said. Analysts say that Hungary's economic performance already is acknowledged by the markets as well.
Foreign trade and retail turnover has maintained its boom. In the first 4 months of the year, more goods have been shipped abroad than have arrived to Hungary from foreign countries. Residential consumption has been continuously growing for the past 23 months, and increased 5% in May. Analysts say that economic growth is helped by retail turnover.
Plastic spare parts for German cars are being manufactured in this factory in Győr. Every major brand from Mercedes to BMW have some parts made in this plant. The enterprise has just improved its molding plant, thus the number of employees increased to 110. Foreign trade balance was positive in the first 4 months of 2015, mainly due to plants like this. This means that more goods are being exported than imported. According to the data of the Central Statistical Office, the export was almost 30 and the import value was 27 billion euros. That is, the foreign trade surplus is about 3 billion euros, which is 500 million euros more than in the last year's same period. Long queues in front of the cashier in May, the retail sales have increased with more than 5% compared to last year's same period. László Balogh, Deputy State Secretary for Taxation and Financial Affairs, told M1 there hasn't been such an increase since 2006. And while before people could consume only by gathering more debts, now this is enabled by the economic performance. The population has more and more money, the economy has a good performance, and the employment figures are improving. This means that everybody, or more and more people, has fixed income, explained the Deputy State Secretary. For the 23rd month, the retail is increasing, which means more private consumption. According to analysts, this tendency will continue in the following months as well. András Balatoni said that this is essential in the lasting increase of the Hungarian economy.
A bruttó hazai terméknek az 55%-át.
The consumption is 55% of the whole gross domestic product. So if this number increased, it will contribute largely to the continuous increase of the GDP, he added. The retail sales increased not only in Hungary, but in the Eurozone in general, with 2% more than expected.
About 3,000 Transcarpathian children will spend a part of their summer in Hungary this year. One group went for a field trip to see the parliament on Friday. One of them told M1 News that they don't feel homesick because they feel right at home here in Hungary. Deputy Prime Minister Zsolt Semjén told the kids that Hungary is always open to them.
Children wearing white hats entered the parliament, one after another. The field trip to the parliament was a special experience for all the students. Almost 200 minors from Transcarpathia spent a week of summer camp in Hungary. I don't feel homesick one bit. I feel completely at home here, said one of them. The children and teenagers were greeted by Zsolt Semjén, the deputy prime minister in charge of national policy, emphasized. Transcarpathian Hungarians are innocent victims of the war in Ukraine. But ethnic Hungarians can always count on Hungary. If necessary, the Hungarian government will ensure the teachers receive pay. Children get the meals they need, or priests have their basic needs. If anything happens, you can come to Hungary, your parents can come to Hungary, because here you are not immigrants, here you are home, he said. By the end of August, almost 3,000 Transcarpathian Hungarian students will come to camp in Hungary. Other groups will arrive from Slovakia, some from Transylvania, Vojvodina, Croatia, or even Slovenia.
Horse races, trotting, and gallop derbies, all with a dash of traditional Hungarian taste. That's the Derby and Gastroangel Festival that took its start on Friday and awaits visitors until Sunday at the Kincsem Park.
This woman is trying out how to make sauerkraut in a traditional way, but others tasted more unusual seasoning and foods at the Derby and Gastroangel Festival. Visitors could meet the goods of the stars, artisan food producers and winemakers of the public media. Besides special Palinkerd wines, people could taste homemade cheese and marmalade and could get to know the secrets of the special meals. This program is not only about meeting celebrities or testing food. Farmers introduce visitors to their little own science, said the host. Besides gastronomy, horse racing also plays a main role in the Kincsem Park. Hungary's and the region's best racehorses will compete on these tracks. According to the executive manager of Kincsem Park, there hasn't been such significant event in the life of the Hungarian horse racing. On Saturday, the young talents discovered by the Hungarian public media will perform in the National Horse Theatre, will also have a show.
Pilots practiced all afternoon over the Danube River on Friday for the upcoming Aerobatics World Championship in the capital. The Flying Circus has returned to Budapest after 6 years. They attracted more than 600,000 viewers last time. Those who choose to watch this weekend can see Péter Bessenyei fly his newest plane and even an army demonstration on the water.
Hundreds were curious to see Aerobatics World Championship test flight over the Danube River Friday afternoon. Pilots practiced from early afternoon serving between buoys on the river. And from 4 o'clock, the Hungarian army practiced its air show. The Hungarian army selected paratroopers will jump at one spot, from the height of more than 1,000 meters. Naturally, the Air Force helicopter and the planes will be there also. Special ops soldiers will clear an enemy ship during the demonstration, explained the officer in command. Péter Bessenyei previously showed M1 News his latest generation American Edge 540 plane that he'll be flying on the weekend. When he showed us, he was just getting to know the plane, but already he said that his winning chances greatly increased with this switch. The plane seems to be much, much more suitable for this type of competition, said the pilot. The last aerobatic championship was organized in Budapest 6 years ago with more than 600,000 viewers who came to watch it.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night after 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.
Go to room.
No, Turkey, Turkey.
Turkey, America.
Kazakhstan.